Hello, everybody. This is going to be the last episode talking about the organized crime part of my childhood, because I have made sure that I get all the memories out. I've been looking forward to this day. I've been saying it for the longest, but I was trying to rush through, and I decided to stop rushing through and just get all my memories out, take all the time I need. And now that I've done that and I've gotten everything out in terms of all the other memories, let's get these few last sets of memories out. So I remember there were times where men, I can't call them men because that's disrespectful to good men. I'm talking about guys who call themselves men, but they don't have a heart for women. They don't have a heart for healthy masculinity. You know, those male chauvinists. So that's what I'm talking about. And I remember at times they would call women all the misogynistic slurs that exist, sadly and tragically. And I remember at times knocking all their teeth out, ripping their tongues out, laying on the ground. I remember, and they would get human surgery to be able to talk again. Some lost ability to talk, and some had diminished ability to talk. I reached in their mouths, and that's what happened. And their bruised lips, busted lips. And then I remember sometimes a guy would try to attack a woman with a chair. I would yank the chair from him and bruise him with it. There were times where I remember they would try to come at women with bricks and stones and rocks. And what I would do was yank the bricks, stones, and rocks from them. I would throw it at them. And then when I got close to them, I would gather the bricks, stones, and rocks and bash them with it. So I was stoning them from a distance, and I would stone them up close and personal. And then I remember they were able to get these batons. They stole police batons, and they were trying to attack women with it. I took the batons and I crushed them with it. And then I remember they tried to come at women with knives. I would snatch the knives from them and plunge them repeatedly with it. I wasn't trying to be violent, but my hypervigilance, my acute stress disorder, my trauma triggers, my psychological trauma, my survivor guilt, my post-traumatic stress, and my complex post-traumatic stress just took over. I was in fight, flight, or freeze mode, and all three happened at the same time, simultaneously. That's another way of saying it. And there were times where I remember taking, sometimes they would try to, throw footballs at women, and I would take the footballs and hit the guys with it. And sometimes I would throw the footballs at the guys, and that's how they would get contusions. And there are times where they try to throw a basketball at women. I would take the basketball, throw it at them, and that's how they would get wounded. And other times I would take the basketball and crack them with it. And pretty much the same thing would happen when it came to, you know, trying to hit, use pens and pencils to like cut women. They tried that, so I would take the pencils and the pens and cut them with it. And there were times they would try to take cans and bottles and just cups and glasses, the type that you would pour like water or milk or alcohol or liquids into. And they would try to either throw it, they would try to throw it at women and hit women with it, you know, without personal space. And I would take all those items and ruin their whole bodies with them. Some tried to get into razor fights, knife fights, and gun fights with women. And before they would have a chance, because this some of the stuff, all these things, you know, would just cause me to go to drastic, desperate measures. So what I would do was I would take the razors, throw it at them when I got close to them, harm them with the razors. And as for the guns and knives, the women wanted to have the guns, so I gave them the guns. And out of self-defense, they shot those dudes. And out of self-defense, they stabbed the dudes because they wanted the dudes' knives. And all these items I'm telling you about, there are times where women would say, I want to have these, all these items. Listen to this episode. They want to have all the items that they tried to attack them with. Some women said, I want to have all these items. I would give it to them, and they would demolish the guys with all these items. So that's the world I grew up in. And as I get older, I had to really recognize that being considered one of the most violent people in the D.C. Maryland, Virginia area DMV at that time is not a badge of honor. The streets said that about me, but again, they couldn't say that for very long because the streets said you can only call him nice nicknames. Any nicknames that make it look like Antonio's some horror show bullet threats, and you know what that means. And, I'm not proud of any of this, but I share these things in the podcast because people don't really, most people don't really know how bad organized crime can be. And I share this stuff not to relive it, not to even recant it, but to let the world know that this is what happens when pure evil is allowed to be itself. This is how hard hearts can be. And everything I say about crime, these are all deterrents from organized crime. Hear all these organized crime episodes I tell as these are the strongest denouncing and the strongest renouncing of organized crime that I can come up with in these episodes. So don't listen to this episode thinking, oh my God, Antonio's going to say this is the last time we'll do the episode and he's going to talk about it again. No. In the past, it was uncomfortable sharing these things. I said that out of pain. Now I'm saying this out of joy, that this will be the last episode I talk about it by myself. And because there's no more stories to tell after this, because every organized crime experience I've had has been told in this podcast. But I'm at the place where I can safely land the plane. So when it comes to these type of stories, I need people to really understand that when people are not provided for, when people lack employment, unemployment, when people are underemployed, not enough work to do, when people are not exposed to positivity, all chaos can happen. And you're probably wondering why I talk a lot about objectification, abuse, discrimination, hearing a lot in the past episodes. Because those things happened the most in the organized crime world I was in. And I do these episodes so people can really figure out ways to work with me to help in organized crime everywhere. And I'm trying to make sure I have nothing else to say. Okay, thinking in my head. No, I don't have anything else to say. This may be the shortest episode I ever do. So I have two words for you. Thank you.